It's a real pleasure to have a baptism and just getting the logistics worked out and getting the pool filled and getting everybody ready is a little extra this morning, which is a real joy to hear testimonies. Let me talk a little bit about baptism this morning. I got a verse I want to read here, but of course, baptism doesn't save. It's just public confession of your faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Assumes that those who are going to be baptized are wanting to follow Christ, and they're demonstrating that through this drama that we call baptism. Baptism represents quite a number of different things. Various passages of Scripture shed different lights on the various truths. For instance, it represents cleansing, being washed. It's not the outward physical cleansing that's necessary. It's the inward cleansing. It represents union with Christ, being immersed into the body of Christ. It represents identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection becomes our death, burial, and resurrection. He does that for us, and we're united with him. It represents being added to the church, becoming part of the flock. Not just the local church, but the body of Christ, the kingdom of saints that's going to live on for all eternity. It says in the book of Acts chapter 2 that 3,000 were baptized, and they were added to the church. But I was thinking that there's one aspect of baptism that's especially dear to me. It's the confession of Jesus Christ before others. It's a decision to stand for Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus sent out his disciples. And Jesus mentioned the opposition that they were going to receive. And he said, do not fear them, because there's nothing concealed that will not eventually someday be revealed. You're more valuable than the sparrows. And then he says these famous words, whoever confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Jesus is emphasizing the importance of taking a stand publicly for Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say that there's going to be conflict. Do not think that I've come to bring peace on earth. I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. A man's enemies will be those of his own household. Then he says, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake is the same who finds it. But being baptized in the name of Christ is a statement that sometimes calls for persecution from the world, from the flesh, and from Satan. You know, I was thinking about the signers of the Declaration of Independence. They risked their lives to sign the Declaration because they knew that the British government would hang every person who signed that Declaration if they lost the war. And at the end of that Declaration, they write, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. They were willing to do that for their land. How much more should we be willing to do that for our God? Just yesterday, in India, in the city of Kanthapaa, 20 believers were arrested for a baptism. Seems so far from here, seems so foreign to us, but it's happening all over the world. And there was, back in 1997, the Orissa Freedom of Religion Act in India. And you would think that that would give people the right to be baptized without interference. But those who are in opposition to the Christians persecuted the Christian because of this Freedom of Religion Act. They said that the Christians were breaking the Freedom of Religion Act because one of the stipulations in this act is that you cannot force people to convert And obviously, if you're having 20 baptisms, you have forced somebody to convert. Interesting twist, that which they was supposed to bring freedom is used by some people to actually do the direct opposite. Well, that's the world we live in. But we're taking a stand for Christ in a free land, but opposition will come. And we just rejoice in Kyle and Jose and Raquel making this commitment to Christ. Kyle, if you could come on down. And, of course, everybody who, when they come in here, they're quite nervous. The last time I believe Kyle was in this baptism pool was when he had was swimming around in his swimming trunks with green army soldiers, because this is what preacher kids do. When everybody goes home and dad has the baptism filled for baptisms, you know, the kids come running down with their swimming suit and their rubber duckies and they jump in. And that was just last year. Now, that was quite a while ago when 5 or 4 years old, but so that's the last time Kyle's been in here. And as a father, I'm very proud that he has come and make this commitment. This is actually the last of the Winship legacy here as far as baptisms. So Kyle, if you have a word to say, you know, just want to share something.
Well, I thought I'd just share a quick testimonial. I was saved around the age of 5 when I started to first start understanding messages and stuff, and all the talk about hell and being an eternal damnation, and the only way to escape it was to accept Christ. That just got me kind of scared, and so I decided to pray the sinner's prayer, and then I thought I was saved from it all, even though I didn't really understand what Jesus had done for me on the cross and what when he is coming back and all the stuff he's done for us. But after praying that prayer, I never really felt a change. I still live my life the same way. I still did all the bad stuff that a 5-year-old does. And several years after, when I was about 11 or 12, I looked back and I thought, what have I done with my life? I've still lived it the same way. I haven't changed it. I don't think I'm saved. And so after hearing those messages again, I decided that I knew I was not saved. And so I decided to pray the sinner's prayer, but this time actually mean it, which I actually did. And that is when I believe that I really accepted Christ in my life. And I just thank God that he's able to rapture us from all the evil stuff in this world and had the Holy Spirit convict me. And I hope that in the years to come that I'll continue to use my gifts and talents for Jesus Christ.
Well, I do see a little bit of light there. And because of that, confession your faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Raquel? If you can stay up this side and say, come on down here. I think you feel more comfortable being. It's great when you have a husband and wife together being baptized. And I thought, you know, they can both come on down in here. There's plenty of room, and the water's fine.
It's nice and warm.
And Jose, if you can come and give a testimony here, and I appreciate their testimony. You've been coming to the harbor for how long? About it's been 3 years,
four years.
Time goes fast. That's it's like you could go through a whole college education in 4 years,
pretty much.
But I've just seen them grow and really absorb the Word of God. And when you see a person love the people of God and the Word of God, that's a really good sign. So if you could just share a word of testimony,
If anyone would have told me that I'll be baptized at the age of 36, I would have pretty much just laughed in their face years ago. My concern growing up, although I was raised by a Catholic father and Pentecostal mother, was pretty much just trying to enjoy life and live the life and just try to enjoy those things that I thought obviously were important to me, which was just money, fun, and girls, and trying to live out your dreams. And As I was growing into the things of the world, I I had certain things that were actually pointed out to me by God that I didn't realize then that I realize now. And as I reflect on it, I recall in the middle of the night, sometimes just pumping gas in the car at 2 a.m. because I'm ready to go out clubbing with my friends and party hard. And the guy at the gas station would say, hey, are you a Christian? And it didn't mean anything to me. And although his words sometimes caught my attention, but I immediately rubbed it off as soon as I got into the car because I was ready to party. And my barber, when he used to cut my hair, where are you going? You're always getting a haircut every week. You want to look sharp. And I was like, yeah, it's... Are you a Christian? Do you ever want to visit my church? And again, it didn't mean anything to me. I would just brush it off. And I would always have the best excuse in the world in not going to church or accepting the invitation. And reflecting on that now and what God's done in my life and the wonderful church that he's placed me in today and the wonderful teachings by our Pastor Brad that God uses very much. The Spirit of God has shown me that he never left me, and he always had plans for me. And here I stand today accepting this as my baptism, which I'm excited about, as my symbol to my dedication and my obedience to what the word calls for. Amen.
Amen. Because your faith in Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Raquel, if you could come on over here. I know that...
Afraid of water.
and speaking in front of people, too.
Yes, yeah, I am very.
They're all friends out there.
I know.
If you'd like to say a few words.
I was raised a Christian, so I always thought I was saved because I was baptized as a baby. But through the years, I realized that I wasn't, and I wasn't really reaching out for God, as I should, as a believer. And as things went on and I grew up, you know, I felt God calling to me, and we started coming here. And I, after hearing all the messages, and I feel God talking to me, you know, personally through the messages. And now I truly feel saved, you know, because I believe in him. And today I demonstrate my faith and obedience and commitment to Jesus. And it's an honor to accept and believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior and identify him through this baptism.
Amen. Because of your faith in Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Before Carl comes and leads us in a song, I want to expound a riddle to you. Today, I baptized not just three, but four, but the fourth baptism would only be accepted by Presbyterians. So you figure out what that riddle means.